Sanctuary.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring a vegan lifestyle. The views expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Vegan Nation is brought to you in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating for social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel. Check it out at massagestcroix.com. In today's program, we're featuring a special tribute to all those who are suffering worldwide with the disasters, the shootings, the slaughterhouses. We understand things are only going to get worse if we continue with a carnist culture, a global carnist culture. We really need to reach the tipping point of vegans worldwide. Veganism is the practice of loving kindness, compassion, and nonviolence without discrimination. In today's program, we're hearing Delory with her song Sanctuary. We hear from Philip Rowland, the former VP of Citibank, who's now an Australian philanthropist and vegan activist. And also Seba Johnson, a very powerful black vegan. And we'll close with Remedy Rose and her song Earthlings, Earthlings, vegan rap song. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Thank you.
Philip Wallen. He was formerly Vice President of Citibank, specialising in corporate finance, mergers and acquisitions, and at the age of 34 was rated by Australian Business Magazine in their top 40 Australian headhunted executives. But at the age of 40, he witnessed cruelty on such a colossal scale that it affected him profoundly. He decided to give away everything he owned with warm hands and to die broke, and he says so far he's right on budget. Today he devotes his life to children, animals, the environment, the terminally ill, the homeless and the arts. He supports over 500 humanitarian projects in over 40 countries with schools, orphanages, shelters, sanctuaries, clinics and scholarships. And he's received the Order of Australia and in 2007 was Australian of the Year in Victoria.
Many years ago, when I'm a merchant banker, I jetted around the world like some big shot. And my favorite food was filet mignon and lobster, a fact of which I'm so profoundly ashamed. Today, I don't consume any animal products. The shoes that I wear, my belt, even my watch band have no animal products in it. And I can now look in the mirror in the morning with a clear conscience. I'd like everyone here to just imagine another world, a clean, peaceful environment, healthy people, no cruelty, no killing, no screams. What type of person, some bright spark would come up and say, let's capture, cage, impregnate, torture and kill all the animals. Let's eat their rotting corpses and make our bodies a graveyard for murder victims. Well, if no one here would invent such an industry, what kind of person would defend it? I guess I know the answer. Upton Sinclair said, it's difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on him not understanding it. So as I say, I was a meat eater until I saw the atrocities committed against these powerless animals. Cruelty, if inflicted on a puppy or a kitten, would have landed the offender in prison for a long time. See, as I traveled around the world many years ago, I realized there were hundreds of animals I didn't eat. Dogs or cats, bears or bats, horses or hamsters, rosellas or rats, I ate none of them. So I simply added five animals to the list. Cows, sheep, chickens, pigs and fish. I've never felt better. So, I would say feeding a child meat is tantamount to tossing him a pack of Marlboros. The last sentence of Scott Fitzgerald's book reads, so we beat on, boats against the tide, drawn back ceaselessly into the past. I ask you, are we to live forever in a sick, smug and cruel past? The brutes and the bullies have been Goliath, but David is coming. Maybe he's in this room, maybe he's one of you. And if not you, who? And if not now, when?
Good morning, my name is Seba Johnson. I am a vegan since birth. My mom became vegan long before I was born. And she said that if she was to ever have children, she wanted to raise her kids vegan as well. From a very young age, I was taught about what happens in animal experiment laboratories and what happens in the meat and dairy industry. And it hurt my heart my whole life that people didn't already have that knowledge. And I was so sad to see, like, when I was in school, you know, people eating like hot dogs and hamburgers at their lunch meals, and the school lunch cafeteria knew to only give me the potato puffs. My mom would send us to school with our own sandwiches and stuff, so I'd have like my marinated artichoke sandwich with mustard on it, which I love so much. It sounds disgusting. Well, maybe not to you guys, but it sounds really good. And all my friends would like want to clear the space around me because they're like, oh my god, that smells. But then they had no idea what I thought about their food. I thought that smell. I thought, like, it's so sad that you're eating the carcass of somebody that was once living. Anyways, I come from very humble beginnings. My mother had a dime when I was born. We lived in housing projects in the Virgin Islands, and 1 year she sold a painting and we went to St. Moritz, Switzerland on the money that she made, and I saw skiing for the first time. It was like one of the happiest days of my life. I was 5 years old, I had a huge afro, and I was holding my mother's hand. She was blonde hair, blue-eyed. And I looked up to her and I said, Mom, I want to be a skier. 9 years later, I was at the start gate of the Olympics.
Wow. You're listening to Seba Johnson from her speech at the World Vegan Summit.
So I made history for being the youngest alpine ski racer at the age of 14, and I made history for being the first black female ski racer ever in the Olympics. And that brought along a lot of racism and death threats and poison pen letters that I had to deal with from the ages of 14 to 18. But I used that platform, and I used that all the interviews I would get because of this, you know, groundbreaking thing in the Olympics to speak about veganism, to speak about animal rights, and to tell that I would never wear leather, would never wear fur, never wear anything that had to do with a once living being. And for some reason that was always edited out of all of my interviews, but I was never silent. It was really hard to obtain sponsors, first of all, that didn't have wool ski suits, didn't have like down in their jackets and stuff. But finally I was able to get Uli Bogner from Germany. But then another company wanted me to wear a ski suit that had patches of leather between the ski boots so that when the ski boots stitched together, it wouldn't rip. But I already had ski suits that had like plastic and rubber between, so my ski suit wouldn't rip. So I said I would not race in that outfit, and they disqualified me from the race. And it made more history, made more press attention than the winner of the ski race. So at least I brought that to light about the cows. And then I wanted to eventually win a gold medal in the Olympics. I would have beaten Sonia Henning's record of being in 5 Olympics by the age of 28. But I, in 1994, for the Lillehammer Games in Norway, they had just, which would have been my third Winter Olympic Games, they had just lifted the moratorium on whale hunting, and I boycotted it and did not go.
You're listening to Siba Johnson, Olympian, activist, vegan since birth.
So that coupled with the racism ended my ski racing career. I got into acting and then found out that a lot of the agents didn't want to represent me because I would not do a Burger King commercial, I would not do, you know, wear leather or sit in a leather Lexus car or whatever for an interview, for a commercial. So I'm not represented, but I am a SAG actor out here in LA. With my Olympic history, I was speaking out against Sochi and what they were doing with the stray dogs and the homophobia that goes on and everything. So all I have to say to you know, newcomers and soon to be huge activists, is just to be persistent and just persevere. Because if you're speaking from your heart, if you're doing it for passion for animals, there's no way that you could fail. So good luck.
WCU What's that?
Hi, this is Gail, your host of the Thursday Drive from 5 to 7 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays, listen to The Drive for the best mix of music from today and yesterday. Join me this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. for a jumpstart on your weekend.
Howdy, over 100 volunteers bring you 4 decades of tradition, entertainment, and news. Support WCUW, community radio for Worcester, Central Massachusetts, and the globe.
The station has a mission to help the community grow. The station needs your donation. WCUW needs your help.
Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
Earthlings, attention please. This is a message from the future to humanity. You are engaged in destructive activities. All can be avoided, not as hard as it seems. You have been gifted with such great ability. Such great power comes with great responsibility. You're faced with the choice to perpetuate insanity or move towards compassion and love. Equality. What will you do with the vulnerable in society? What will you take without grace or humility? You don't own the earth or her creatures. Sit down now, get on your knees and beseech her for forgiveness. Thank your mother goddess. People stressing about the water, about the soil, about the ocean life. But do you think about the flesh you're cutting with your fork and knife? The industries that gave you this pollute the planet, make you sick, waste the water, feed the cows, forget about the starving kids. None of us are free. Adopt, don't shop if you're an animal lover. But what about the billions of creatures who are sacrificed all for your convenience? Look away while they suffer. You tell yourself they don't think, they don't feel, they don't matter. Lies that we buy, big ads while it gets fatter. I don't have much respect for culture and tradition. Yet rodeo, slaughterhouse, insemination, mutilation, slavery, cannibalism, murder, and circumcision, all harming all of us. Tell me what the, the difference? Speciesism. We've all been taught this. Some lives just matter less. Well, it's a trick. And these companies profiting off our unhealthy habits, yet they don't show you the corpses in the pits full of maggots, cause that wouldn't sell well. Not half as well as Cottonmel. Rip the baby from its mother, close them up in a jail cell. We take what we don't need, toss the rest off to the side. Every bite we eat, I hear the sound of the earth cry.
Getting hunted till the end of their days. Oceans getting emptied so quick.
quick, it's a frightening thought. Rainforest turns to dust, look at all the land they bought. Activists speaking up against the money getting shot. Speaking up against the money getting shot. Shut your mouth, cut it out. Why so angry? No need to shout. Ha ha ha. Why so sad? I love bacon, don't tell me it's bad. I love animals, don't judge me. I only buy humanely raised meat. There's nothing humane about playing God and the reaper with the lives of these highly sensitive sentient creatures. We are monsters to them. Could you look them in their fearful eyes and tell them, hush, hush now. Your life is a small price and I decide. I decide how much you're worth. You are a product, I own whatever you give birth to. What part of this is natural? Please tell me, cause I must have missed it. Enslavement, commodification is not the circle of life. Don't you dare get it twisted. Who do we think we are when destroying lives is doing business? Hate to burst your bubble, we're not kings of the food chain. We are not carnivorous, can you hunt with your bare teeth? Come on, use your brain and your heart. But we were never meant for this, not even from the start. We're beyond survival mode. We're moving on to grander things. Let us rise out of the low vibes and spread our new high vibe wings. We must move forward. I won't take part in our regression. We are beings of love, not creatures of aggression. Walk with me. I want to see what we can be. But in order for that to happen, we gotta do things differently. But I believe so f***ing passionately in a world where all beings are free and at peace.
That was Reverie Rose with Earthlings, Earthlings, vegan rap song. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Before the break, we heard Sanctuary by Donna DeLore. We also heard an edited snippet of Philip Wallen's famous speech, Animals Should Be Off the Menu, during his debate, and that came from the Q&A segment. You can check out Philip Wallen at Winsome Constance Kindness Trust, and that's named after his mother. We also heard from Seba Johnson, a very powerful black vegan activist. Check out Seba at her website, SebaJohnson.com, as well as on Facebook, Seba Johnson, Olympian, activist, vegan since birth. And here's two final announcements in today's show. This week is the world's first protest, where hundreds of vegan activists are heading to Utah, to the world's largest enslavement camp, where members of Direct Action Everywhere, as well as other vegan activists, will be participating in nonviolent direct action, protests, disruptions, at a facility where tens of thousands of mothers and their babies are imprisoned and tortured. They're then trucked to Los Angeles to be murdered. And then the decaying dead muscles of the dismembered mothers and the dead muscles of their dismembered babies are then bought and sold in numerous kindness restaurants and markets throughout the United States and beyond. It's imperative that schools, synagogues, mosques, and churches abjure the habit, tradition, and practice of serving violence at events and in the schools, especially. It's time that we act to dissolve violence on this planet, not perpetuate it. Also, breaking news this month is the mayor of Santa Fe, New Mexico, has officially proclaimed that November 2018 is Vegan Awareness Month. The mayor of Santa Fe, New Mexico, has officially proclaimed that November is Vegan Awareness Month. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day. like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by Sea Koi Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Now we're going to go out with the Liberation Song, Direct Action Everywhere.
So one might ask, why support community radio?
Well, Vegan Nation
keeps all the other news media on their toes, and community radio is the only radio outlet that you'll hear it. Please pledge what you can to WCUW.org.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Afghanistan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us.
That's Alfie Westgroves, WCUW Studios. Thank you for your support of community radio, and thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is She Will by Sunta Africa.
She will be here or there for you, and you, yeah, you know this.